Everybody, here we are again, another wonderful program. And today is Friday, end of the week, and the date is September 5th, 2014. So, I guess the 9 and the 5 equal 14, so we have 2 14, so we got 20, 14, 14. So let's clear the 14s, everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's now do the 20, so I'm clearing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's take away situations and stuff that you may be dealing with here. Hopefully there's nothing, but if you do have something, we'll release it. Here we go. So releasing the energy, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And bring up the light beam, and we'll bring peace into your room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And more energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's see if our co-host is on tonight. And we have Elizabeth. You out there, Elizabeth?
Hi, yes. Hi, good evening, everybody. Hi, Ron. And so glad to be here with you all on the Creation Lightship, feeling the wonderful peace energy from the light being. And it's great to be here again on BBS Radio Station 2 on Friday. It's our paranormal night, where we usually take all kinds of weird and wonderful paranormal questions. You can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also use the wonderful user-friendly fast chat, which you can access through our BBS Radio homepage. And also, if you would like to send a testimonial, you can do that too. Just send it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Maybe you've had something happen recently that is unexplained or that you can't explain, and chances are you can probably find the answers on Ron's website too, his homepage, which is creationlightship.com. So it's great to be here, and I guess we should just get started with some questions because we had quite a few come in over the week, and want to thank you guys all for sending your questions and observations. They're always super interesting and provide excellent material for our show topics. So I guess we should just jump right in, Ron.
Sure, go ahead.
The first question is from a listener who writes, "Hi, Ron. Earlier last week, I was driving down a country highway. The landmark I was looking for was an overpass so I could turn right. I saw the overpass about a quarter of a mile ahead. As I got closer, it disappeared. I even saw cars on the overpass. Everything disappeared right before my eyes. I started to panic after what I saw. Shortly after that, I did see a sign that said my exit was 6 miles ahead. This time, the overpass did not disappear. What did I experience?" Sounds kind of like a shifting timeline thing to me, or what do you think?
Yeah, it sounds like timeline shifting. Seeing something that maybe you know seeing it afterwards, so probably being ahead in time. So maybe you got catapulted ahead and down the road, and you saw it, and then they brought you back, and that's pretty goofy. Wow.
Or it's like you used to say, Ron, when they have somebody new in who's doing the holographic programming, maybe it's their first day on the job and they're not really sure what's going on.
Yeah, that could be it. Maybe they're used to a different timeline. Maybe they have different days in the week or something. Wow. Crazy. That's reminds me of the person. Two people mentioned that they saw, in daytime hours going across bridges, they actually saw a hole in the hologram, and they saw stars like it was nighttime.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty weird, too. But I would say that they're probably ahead of time. They didn't know what they were doing, the programmers. Maybe they were creating what the person was seeing, and they happened to accidentally push the button to put them into that timeline as they probably were creating it. Be interesting if they actually saw the same vehicles on the overhead passing, as a replay. But I guess back to you. Wow.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, Ron, maybe we could do a sample clearing for this listener and also for everybody for the panic, like when something happens to you and you're kind of freaked out. Maybe we could do a sample clearing of that energy for a situation like this, if anybody had a situation this past week that was similar to this one.
Okay, here we go. So, take a deep breath, everybody, because you probably have all experienced this. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okie doke, everybody. So see how that's doing for you.
Okay, great. That's really cool, Ron. Thank you for doing that. And I'm just thinking, if you're still feeling kind of funky after this type of an experience, you might want to just do a be here in the now when you get home, or if something happens to you and you're out driving. So I just want to mention really quickly for anybody who might be listening who's new, all of the clearings and healings that we're talking about are on creationlightship.com, and the be here in the now is a free sample that you can do. It's located on the left side of Ron's website. And that one just is kind of like if you have kind of a shock or an energetic shock or something traumatic happen, it's kind of like a 911 call that quickly gets you out of your head into your heart and back in touch with your spirit. So you can do that one anytime you feel panic or weird or funky. And it's a free clearing, so it's really an awesome one. And then I guess if you wanted to go deeper, you might want to try doing, I'm thinking like maybe a grid line or a ley line clearing if it's an area that you go often, like on a daily commute or something, because maybe there's some kind of weird energy there that needs to be cleared away. And also, if anybody on the fast chat has suggestions, let us know. Or if you'd like to email them, that's fine, too. Again, the address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, okay, let's move on. And the next question is from a listener who writes about entities or ghosts or emotional bodies. And she writes, "Hi, Ron. When doing the entity clearings, I sometimes write a body part that has aches or has pain, and sometimes write an emotion or habit that I want to be rid of. Are those good ways to use this clearing? I try to keep it simple. If you have any other ideas, please let me know."
Yeah, if you have a situation, then definitely do a, enter that in there. And then from there, just keep it simple. The simpler, the better, actually. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and it seems like, to me, even that's a great idea, because entities probably can fragment our bodies and focus on one part of us, sort of bringing us out of wholeness. So if the entity had pain somewhere in its body during its lifetime and now it's attached to you because you have that same pain, could probably make your life pretty miserable. So I think that's a really good solution.
And they may pick, a location that you've had troubles with. You know, maybe you had a knee problem or something for a long, long time, you know, or something like that. And, you know, what they're doing is attaching to that area because it's a weakness. So they do look for weaknesses typically. So that's what I would consider is going there and, you know, just see what's going on, see what kind of rings true to you. And then from there, you know, do clearings on it because you may not realize that, you know, you have a problem. You know, think back when you're younger. And sometimes things could be dormant for 10, 20 years, and then all of a sudden it gets triggered again, and that will be bringing back to you the remembrance of when you were a child or something happened, or you have a similar accident. So that's why you want to timeline crash that. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ron, and I think a lot of things do happen when we're kids and we don't really understand them, and then we kind of, stifle them or lock them away, and we don't really ever get to them, back to them, because we're just thinking, oh, that's something that happened when I was a kid. But, I mean, honestly, if you're pretty in tune with that, you could go back and look at the situation and then see what you might need to work on. Because, I mean, entities are kind of drawn to pain, and they tend to come in and out of our lives at different points. So it may even be an entity that came when you were little and now is coming back again. So I would maybe, it's like a childhood injury that something happened and, you know, it was fine for a long time and now all of a sudden it's, you know, flared up again or whatever. So I would look at that and look at what's happened to you and then just keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like a good plan to me. Okay, so let's move on and we'll go to the next question. Thank you guys so much for these questions. They're great to have your input and also observations, so thanks. Okay, so the next one is, it's a two-part question, and the first part is that this person writes, I sense that a relative's friend put a curse on me and my two fig trees died, and they're wondering if you had any input on that, Ron.
Boy, let's take the energy. God, the poor trees. So let's take away the trauma that you have for the trees. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's see what's, we can't do much for the trees because they're not here. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. And there's the second part of this question is they're wondering, are the clones programs and the entities programs separate or do they mesh?
They could mesh. You know, the clones could bring in entities from those timelines, which could be kind of disturbing. Although they may be a different type of creature, you know. So I don't know what to say about that one completely, but, you know, that has been asked, you know, by other people. Can entities, you know, come from timelines? And yeah, I guess they could. So don't know how really to answer that much more than that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either. It seems like they're both separate, but they could overlap at certain points, depending on what it is that you're dealing with. Okay, so the next question is about clones in the media. And this person is wondering if we would be interested in the topic of clones in the media. And they said there is also a card game called the, it starts with an I, certain secret society card game. And one of the cards in the deck is called the clone card with a description. And then there's a link to YouTube, and it mentions a couple of celebrities wondering if they are a clone or an organic robotoid. Interesting.
Oh, boy. I don't know. As people start looking at other people, I'm finding, unfortunately, most people are dead-looking to me now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, you look and you don't see too many people that have that spark. They're just hanging out. So
yeah,
you could all look around and see if people are just kind of hanging out without much energy, but they're moving around. Or do you find somebody who's really enthusiastic, you know, out there? So that's kind of what I see, you know. Most people, maybe, well, they're not people. The human lookalikes, you know, are just out hanging around, the clones. And when you do find a human, you know, you go, wow, this person is really human. Because you can tell the difference now because, you know, there's so many that are clones, you know, that clones are out there. And to find a human now, it's quite unusual, you know, to find a real human. What do you think about that, Elizabeth?
I think that's almost scarily enough 100% accurate, Ron. And I feel like finding an actual human is the exception rather than the norm these days, whereas I definitely feel like in the past there were more humans. And I feel like a lot of it is very forced, and it's almost like people kind of have forgotten what it is to be human. And it's like they're sort of trying to, especially I think with like people in the media, like what this listener was asking about, it seems like they're really trying to force the emotion and force the idea of being human, but it doesn't really seem genuine to me. It's very rare that you find somebody, you know, a musician or an actor who is very in touch with that human side of themselves. It all feels like an act a lot of the times to me, you know.
Yeah, we have those two special people leave us, you know.
Yeah.
The comics, you know.
Right.
They can be happy, and they're not here anymore. Not that they've been active recently, but there's still memories of people seeing these people.
Yeah.
And they normally, you know, were, you know, kind of joyous and joked around a lot, so.
Yeah, and very truthful, too, I think.
Yeah, and maybe they saw this place as a joke. And they said, well, our jokes don't work anymore. They're not laughing. You know, I know that the one with the older lady was older, but, you know, well, the jokes aren't working. They don't get it, so we're leaving. You never know.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, and I actually read a quote from who you're talking about, and I was very impressed with just how kind of truthful it was about, you know, coming into this world and leaving this world. So very interesting. I wish I could remember it now, but I, of course, can't. I think I read it on, like, the internet somewhere earlier today, and gosh, I'll never find it now. It's buried. But yeah, I think you're right, Ron. And you know what I've noticed? I went to a concert recently, but it's not only at concerts, it's everywhere. People watch the concert or whatever it is in front of them through a screen. So if they're at a fireworks display, they're taping it on their iPhone. I mean, they're not really taping, there's no tape, but they're recording it, or they're at a concert, instead of, you know, how you used to see lighters, now everyone has phones. It's really, really crazy. So this event is happening right in front of them, and instead of watching it and being in the moment, they are recording it and watching it through a screen, which I find really funny because, you know, you pay $250 for a ticket, and then you go and watch it on a screen smaller than your probably huge HD TV at home. So very interesting phenomenon.
That's a lot of money. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just think of the amount of the inflation, you know.
Yeah.
I remember buying gas, you know, well, let's see, 28, 29 cents a gallon, you know.
Yeah. I mean, even me, I mean, I remember in the early 2000s, I could go and get maybe a tank of gas for like $12. I think it was like 87 cents a gallon. And now it's like $30 to $50 to fill up the tank.
Yep.
It's crazy. And I think in general, Ron, since we're on this topic about humans, I think that the world has become a lot more difficult for people to laugh and to live in because of things like inflation. And yet, you know, if you go and apply for a job today, you're probably not going to make much more than what you did in the year 2000. You know, the hourly rates are still, I don't know, $10 an hour, but yet you're paying like five times as much for things that, you know, you would have paid way less in, say, like 2002 or whatever. So it's very difficult. So I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised that, you know, a lot of people are leaving, because it's not easy. But on that note, I should say that Ron is starting the physical body rejuvenation again this month, and it is a monthly call-in intensive for those dedicated to health. You can attend live or as a registered absentee, and you will get 28 hours of healings. It starts on September 6th, which is tomorrow, is the four-hour monthly ascension preparation call. And then it continues on that Sunday, so the 7th, and each consecutive Sunday. So it'll be the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. And what it does is releases the negative densities that have accumulated within our physical bodies. And I know people have emailed and said they've been on these calls for a long time, and they've noticed significant changes. A lot of people have been kind of regulars, or like we sometimes say, frequent flyers. And they use the Living Light Energy water and the skin misting water and all of the healing drinking waters that Ron does on these calls, and it's really incredible. You can taste the difference and feel the healing effects. So you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com, and it's a great way to sort of start working on all these issues that we unfortunately have to endure here. If anybody would like to write in about that, I know, I think last month, Ron, you were working on the black slime energies, clearing those out.
Yeah, the black goo, yeah, I'll be giving away a clearing, too. I don't know what it'll be quite yet. I'm just trying to figure out one that people may need, or one that's maybe not used that much that people don't know what it is. So we'll be giving one away on Sunday here. So I got my, I'll be looking at different clearings.
Yeah, that's awesome. Last month it was, I think, what, self-sabotage clearing?
Yes, now that one
and
was
that
brand
was
new.
And
but I had a lot of comments on from people that has really helped them.
Yeah.
So, remember, you don't know where you are, or what you don't know what you don't know, because you don't know what you don't know, you know? So you don't know. And by doing something, then, it just takes a little bit of clarity on some issue or something, and then you can move forward. Otherwise, you're kind of stuck because the issues are holding you in place on a timeline that you may not even want to be on or even know about. So you want to get rid of the issue and get rid of the timelines that's causing situations that's happening to you. And then once you're in the moment, then that's where you manifest from, is in the moment. You don't go out on future timelines to manifest. You know, like I say, go out maybe a couple of days or so, no more than a week. So you are, in a sense, going out on some timeline, but you're kind of like fishing to just see if the energy is out there. But you want to manifest from the exact moment. And then you're in source energy. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be in darkness. So if you somehow, you know, think that, you know, Uncle Harry, who's in the hospital, has a gigantic bank account and he's going to be dying in a month, and you're already counting the money, hoping that he puts you in the will, you know, then you're going to be out on those timelines, and he could change his mind on you, you know. He could feel your energy going, well, this person wants to take all my money, you know, and then he changes his will and you don't get anything. So, and then what's going to happen to you? You got all those manifestations out there of things and products attached to you. And then how do you get rid of those? You know, that's not good at all. So that's why you want to be in the moment and manifest from that in the now position to bring forth what you want to have, and then allow the energies around to bring it to you, and use your spirit to do that with. Don't use your mind, because the mind will bring you in duality. And normally, you know, as people have talked, when they're in duality, a lot of times they don't know about doing clearings. Then they're going to be going through the negative in order to get the positive. And that's how it looks. Because normally the positive would be what you'd like to have or accomplish. And everything blocking you is going to come up in your face. That's why you manifest from source energy. And that duality energy, the law of cause and effect, is not going to be attached to you. That's the difference.
Ron, that's so funny. I was just thinking about that today, and I know we get a lot of questions from people who are questioning, why do I have to clear positive energy and positive emotions? And, you know, I don't want to sit here doing clearings. I'd rather be out living my life. And I think it's very difficult to grasp that duality is kind of a double-edged sword, because, you know, if you are having all of these positive emotions and feelings of happiness and joy and all of these things, it's very difficult to explain, but there's like a negative emotion also attached to that. You're kind of like walking this line between good and bad, or happy and sad, or positive and negative, and there's all these dualities that we have to experience here in this created holographic reality. So I think people don't understand, well, why do I have to clear the positive stuff? And they're always very confused about that. But it's like, I think, kind of a brainwashing technique that a lot of, you know, gurus or groups or New Age stuff will tell you, like, you have to be positive and it's all about being happy, and there's somehow this is the ultimate goal. But it's actually all it is doing what you don't want it to do, which is putting you back into duality. And I think that's kind of hard for people to understand at first. I think when they first start hearing about what you do in the creation lightship, and they're like, I want to be happy all the time, but it doesn't really work that way, unfortunately.
So what clearing can we do for people?
So I'm thinking a lot of people on the fast chat are chatting about, they're asking questions about Ebola. Is it from aliens? And there's another question, or actually it's more of a comment that says, mosquito bites are now deadly and can change your life with one bite. I actually got stung with a bee yesterday, so it seems like there's kind of this, maybe a sample bites and stings clearing, Ron, if you got stung or summer sure. still, so maybe everybody got bitten by something this summer and they want to clear that energy away.
Sure, let's do that. So this is a sample of the bite and sting one. So, you know, take note, word is on your body where something got you. Here we go. So releasing the energy. One. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So this is kind of like we do on the 8-hour call, getting rid of stuff that you know nothing about, that's living with you, inhabiting you, time sharing with you. And that's what we do. I was thinking, let's go back just to see if you have any conditions. So we'll take this last week, and we'll go back in time. Remember, those in time timelines are still there. They're always there. And let's go back unless you clear them, okay? So, you know, you have this large file cabinet of your life somewhere, and they know everything that you did. Just like Santa Claus, they say, you know? So here we go. Let's clear the week starting 10 years ago. Going back in time for Friday, going back to, including all of Saturday. And we'll see if you have any bites or stings there. And just see how your body feels. So here we go. One, releasing the energy. Two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, to see how your body's doing. So hopefully that got rid of the poison that you've been dealing with that could still be with you energetically and maybe getting activated now and then in you, not knowing why. Maybe you wake up sometimes and you feel quite not right for the day. Well, it could be from residue from this as it recycles. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, yeah, that's a great clearing. And also I should mention, too, that all the clearings that Ron does on the BBS radio shows are samples. And if you'd like to go deeper, you should definitely check out the Bites and Stings clearing on creationlightship.com. It's fantastic. Also, the alien attack removal. There is a kind of a critters option in there that you can work on if you've had maybe something, an illness or something that was caused by a bite or a sting. And what I do is I just type in bites into the search box on the left side and hit go. That's right above the healing login, and you can find it that way. Maybe I know we don't have Cindy with us tonight. She usually puts the links into the fast chat, but it's not too hard to find, so definitely check that out. And also, I got another question here, and this listener had a dream that she was watching an old band that she saw in concert as a teenager many times, and she's wondering if she was abducted by them.
Hmm. So she had a dream of that, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. She had a dream of a band that she used to see in concert many times as a teenager.
I don't know if she's abducted by that, but well, it could be on a timeline. So yeah, you know, very possibly that timeline would be of them playing. So yeah, they could have taken even the energies from when that actually physically occurred here. Remember, and copy and pasted that into a timeline from the past. So let's clear that. If anybody else has something similar, here we go. We'll just try to release it. So one, oh man, two, three, four, five, six, seven. This is heavy. Eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, yeah, that was heavy wrong. Excuse me. All right. Sorry, I just need have to regroup there. So the next question is from a listener who is asking, they would like to get more of their spirit back, and something is blocking it, and they're wondering if you would recommend a healing that can bring back their spirit more to them.
Boy, that's a hard question to answer, because any one of those energetic bodies could keep it from coming in. So just think of your energetic bodies as a puzzle piece, or like overlays, and when they're all together, it makes you. So if one of those bodies that you have, just say, we'll just say like your feeling body. So if your feeling body is corrupted, then your spirit is not going to be able to come into that body, and also maybe clog the works up, so the other bodies won't have your energy also. So that's how you have to look at it. Is, and I don't know which one would be. So you'd want to look at all the energies that you have, kind of sample who and where you are, and then from there see what clearings you've had, and then look at which ones, you know, you might intuitively want to look at to clean out, to get more of your spirit. So that's, I guess, the only way I could answer that question. Because it is a difficult process sometimes, because if you're blocking it out of your body, it's only because that one of your bodies is corrupted. And it could also be your physical body, too, that has the other bodies with it that's making it up, too. So it can be very confusing, because you don't know where you're going to be going and what clearing to have. But just kind of look and ask your spirit which one you need, and what you know, look at the ones you've had, kind of check those off. And maybe even you may want to do an unlimited version. Just because you did a clearing doesn't mean that you haven't had any more of that energy come back to you, because it could come back through other people. So if you did a clearing 3 years ago and you think you've already done like the emotional one, you go, I did that one already. Well, do you have emotions in the last 3 years? If you say, yeah, I do, well then get the unlimited version and go back and clear the last 3 years so you're current. And that could be blocking you. So the emotion is the big one. But, you know, some people, you know, issues are maybe like pain. And so they live in emotions, but, you know, that pain body is right out there in the front being, you know, having buttons pushed on it, or maybe you're accident prone or something and you're always causing some kind of situation. So you want to look at what you need. From there, you may want to just keep doing, if you can, that spirit infusion, spirit integration on the free clearings. Now, that will help you until, you know, all those cubby holes are filled up. So remember, if you have entities and things with you, then, you know, your spirit's not going to be able to come in. You could do, you know, a lot of those clearings, hundreds of them, we'll say, and if an entity goes, no, the spirit can't come in. Remember, those entities are stronger than your spirit, because they can move your body around and make you do weird things or different things and also talk to you. Your spirit doesn't do any of that hardly. It can't move your body. It doesn't have the energy. It's just another life form that you have with you. You know, so it's not going to physically move your body like your emotional body will, because your emotional body will go, I want to do this here, and right away it gets a hold of your program. And the body starts to move, you know, you sit up, you stand up, start moving your legs. Well, Your emotional body has a remote control. Your spirit doesn't get control of that remote control. So that's why I say the main one is like the emotions, and then also entities. Entities are very, very, very strong. So everybody should be doing entity clearings, because entities could be a lot of your problems. And remember, they'll take on your personality and do things that really shouldn't be done. And they will definitely take you out of the now, because they want to have an experience from your past or from their past. So entities should be really high on the list of clearings that people are doing besides the emotional one. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's so true, Ron. Entities can really mess your life up. And it's sort of weird, like you don't even feel like yourself sometimes. You're like, why am I doing all these weird things? It's entities. Or why am I acting, you know, I know this isn't what I want to be doing, or I know this is what I'm not supposed to be doing, or this is wrong, but I'm doing it anyway. Chances are it's entities. And Ron does weekly Friday calls. Actually, today there's an entity removal call every Friday. And you can also do the whole lifetime entity clearing, and there is an unlimited version of that. But that's a great point, Ron. I think it's important to do the unlimited versions of some of these clearings, because then it's not like you just do it once and then kind of forget about it. They do have to be maintained, just like anything else. You can't not make repairs to your house. You can't not make repairs to your car. You constantly have to be doing clearings and keeping yourself clear. It's kind of like a part-time job, you know. Think of it that way. Spiritual maintenance program. And I will say this, that as you do continue to do the clearings, it does get easier, and you kind of feel your heart center more. You do the mind-to-heart drop every day, several times a day, and it does get easier to deal with things here and situations here. So maybe it would be helpful, too, to know what clearings you have done, the person who wrote this question, and kind of like what issues you've been having. Okay, so that was a great explanation too, Ron. I just feel like we kind of got Creation Lightship 101 there, and it's a great reminder to keep on top of the entity clearings. That's really important and easy to forget. Okay. So the next question is actually more of a testimonial for Sci-Fi Friday, and which is tonight. And this listener writes, "Hi there. Whenever Ron asks for anyone to call in with sci-fi issues or comments, I laugh because I'm happy to report, after a lifetime, 57 years, of strange and unusual events, sightings, visitations, attacks, and abductions, my life has calmed down to almost a boring level of peace, full of peace. I am no longer looking for the above-mentioned moments in time and being caught in the drama of those events. This comes from doing many, many of the clearings and healings on the Creation Lightship website over the past 4 years. So they've done alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites, crown chakra recording disconnections, planet star cording removal, and many barcode removals too. Thank you."
That is good. That helps out a lot, yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's great. I think what is so great about this email is there is, like, this is something I've noticed too, and I'm sure other listeners have noticed. I think when you kind of come, before you come and find out about Creation Lightship, you're sort of looking for answers, and you're sort of very curious about things. And you're maybe, like, into aliens or UFOs or ghosts or paranormal stuff, or I don't know, whatever, ancient Egyptians, I don't know. And then you kind of have these interests. There's like tarot cards. I mean, I can think of a million off the top of my head, like just things that people get interested in. Or like they have these hobbies, and then you come to the Creation Lightship and you start doing clearings and you're not even really sure why you're doing them. And then you're like a year later, you're like, my goodness, I haven't thought about any of these things that I used to be so interested in and pursue. Because you're just, it's just not something that's there anymore for you. You don't have all these attachments to these and these curiosities for things that are probably courting you and taking you into darkness. Very interesting. So someone on the fast chat wrote, unlimited dark side practitioner mind control transmission is very useful. Entities can make you eat a lot of food. And someone is thinking they'll try the spirit infusion.
Yep, spirit infusion should help. In fact, we'll do it right now for everybody.
Okay, great.
But remember, you don't know how much of you is clogged up, so if you feel something, that's good. But something always has to leave before your spirit can come in. Otherwise, it would be with you. So kind of look at that. Why isn't your spirit with you? It's because it was forced out of your body some way, okay? If you took drugs or something, then you kicked it out of your body. You willingly did that because you took drugs, okay? We'll just talk about marijuana or you got drunk all the time. Or you're an alcoholic, so you actually kicked your spirit and forced it out of your body with your free will, free choice. Now, the other energies that can happen, it just stuff happens, okay? You get upset, you know, you're not upset all the time, but, you know, that could also have it come out. So you have to look at what your condition is there. So, you know, here we go. So we'll just see how much space you have that's open. So here we go. One, bringing your spirit back to you if we can possibly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So check your eyes and just see if they're brighter. And hopefully you have more of you with you. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And that was the sample spirit infusion. Just wondering if anybody's noticing any differences. And I'm thinking maybe somebody had a question on the fast chat here. Yes. They're wondering, they saw something on the Yahoo front page, $1 trillion trove of rare minerals revealed under Afghanistan. And they're wondering, Ron, is this why there is constant war?
That area is probably rich in resources. You know, the pyramids are there, et cetera. So I would suggest and say that, yeah, there's a lot of energies underneath there that probably have not been recognized and that people are finding through advanced maybe scanning with electronic equipment now that we didn't have in the past. So that area is probably a really big hotspot maybe the initial aliens came to that area and buried treasures, we'll say. And other things. So very possibly that area is why different governments and different people want to hang on to those particular areas and the artifacts that could be there. So there's other places, too, on the Earth that could have something. But that's what I would suggest is probably that's what it is.
Yeah, it seems like that. And you're right, I think the more advanced the technologies become, the more they find out, and the more potential there is for things to kind of crop up, no pun intended. So let's see. I'm just checking to see if there's any more questions. And I think we got everything. So I'm wondering if maybe we could maybe do another sample healing. I happen to notice, Ron, if you add all the numbers up in today's date, 9/5/2014, you get the number 21. So maybe we could do a clearing for that number.
Yeah, okay, here we go. So releasing the energies from number 21, so stronger, and stronger. Okie dokie.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. And I'm just wondering if anybody noticed a change with that. If you felt lighter, let us know on the fast chat. And also, let us know if anything else, have any other questions. I think we go to the top of the hour, so we do have a couple more minutes. If anybody would like to write in quickly, we could maybe take a couple more listener questions. I'm pretty sure I might have some left over from this earlier this week, too, since we didn't do a live show on Monday. And I know I had a testimonial from someone who was doing the past psychic billboard mind projection, and they were putting in that they wanted to remove attracting people who drag them down and replace it with people who were self-sufficient and focused on abundance and success. So that actually sounds like it could go hand in hand with the self-sabotage clearing that was given away on last month's calls, Ron.
Okay, so what area should I focus on?
I'm just thinking if you're doing the self-sabotage clearing, and this person wrote in about having put on their psychic billboard, they want to stop attracting people who drag them down. But instead of focusing on the other people, maybe it's a good idea to focus on why you keep bringing these people into your life who are not helping you move forward.
Yeah.
Like it could be a self-sabotage thing rather than other people.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that could be entities too. So I would always do entities. Boy, it's 58 after here, so we unfortunately need to end here. So let's do a mind to heart drop, everybody. This you should be doing yourself continuously. So here we go. Expand in your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop into your heart to give you peace and to neutralize those. So here we go, dropping down. So remember, they become neutralized and in peace when this happens. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okie doke. So thank you, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow night. Same station, same time, and we'll go into the light ship and have a birthday party. So thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.